14, failure to report.
Good afternoon.
Ms. Robbins?
Excuse me, Mr. Chairman. I'm going to recuse myself on this item.
Okay. Stephanie?
These are two commercial harvesters compliance cases before you. Per regulation 4VAC 26-10-10, it's unlawful for any valid commercial fisherman, registered licensee, seafood landing licensee, oyster aquaculture product owner permittee, or clam aquaculture permittee to fail to fully report harvest and related information that's set forth in this regulation. And subsequently, subsection 60D states that registered commercial fishermen, seafood landing licensees, valid oyster aquaculture product owner permittees, and valid clam aquaculture product owner permittees shall submit a monthly harvest report to the commission no later than the fifth day of the following month. Subsequently, subsection 60F states that registered commercial fishermen, oyster aquaculture product owner permittees, and clam aquaculture product owner permittees not fishing during the month shall so notify the commission no later than the fifth day of the following month by purchase paid, postal card provided by the commission, or by calling the commission's toll-free telephone line. We have two harvesters here who did not comply with the regulation. We've compiled these two cases against them from our notification system that went into place during 2011. Harvesters are given three notifications. One and two are postcards. The third is a certified mail sent to them. After that, a personal service letter actually delivered by a Marine Patrol officer is given to harvesters that do not comply. Both of our harvesters here today did not comply with any of the postage cards, certified letter, and they were subsequently served by a law enforcement officer. This came out of our July 11th missing report. Although July 2011 is the harvester's report that was missing at the time that the notifications were being sent out for, staff contacts and looks at all harvests submitted prior to anything that's missing is being brought before you today. You'll see attachment 2 and 3. These personal service letters were sent out to these harvesters. They did not resolve their compliance issues until they were served by law enforcement officers. The recommendation of staff by section 282.2.6 and 282.2.32 of the Code of Virginia, we recommend 2 years probation for Mr. Charles Brown and 2 years probation for Mr. Guy Olson Pruitt. Both harvesters are here today. We can take them in the order that they are here. Guy O. Pruitt is the first harvester that's being brought before you. You have him on attachment 2-1, and there's a summary of all the notifications that were sent, the dates they were sent, all licenses that he held, any pre-authorizations that he has, and you have copies of his compliance summary, his summons history, his license history, both notification cards, the certified letter, as well as a copy of a service letter.
Brett, you want to come forward? You swear you in. You swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
Yes, sir.
State your name for the record, please.
Guy Olson Pruitt, Jr.
You want to speak to this situation?
I don't know how it happened, and all I know what to say is I'm sorry it happened, and it'll never happen in the future.
You know, I got to tell you, I was absolutely astounded when I saw your name come up. I mean, I've known you and your family for so long. It just was a total surprise to me. But I assume you understand how serious this could be.
Yes, sir.
And we certainly don't want to see you come back here, because it won't be pretty if you do. Any comments or questions of Mr. Pruitt? Mr. Palmer?
I have a question for staff. Was Mr. Pruitt cooperative with you?
Yes, sir.
He worked to endeavor to get everything back in and where it should be?
Yes, after he was served. And the cost of us bringing this before you all is extreme, as we've stated on many cases. once it gets to this level, the staff has expended quite a bit of time and close to $900 per case to have someone brought to you to resolve the issue. They've given multiple times to resolve this before they actually get here.
What's the pleasure of the commission? Mr. Palmer?
Mr. Pruitt, you heard what staff said.
Yeah.
In the past, I've been in favor of a very large fine for people who don't comply. I mean, staff says $900 it costs. I'm in favor of $2,000 or $3,000 fine for people who don't comply. But you did eventually. And I know for a fact you are one of the hardest working people I've ever met. But it's still no excuse not to write down what you catch and send it in. I'd like to make a motion, 6 months probation, if I could, please.
Motion for 6 months probation. Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Sessoms. Comment on the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carries unanimously. Good luck. Please don't come back.
Sorry for this.
Thank you. Next, Stephanie.
And the next one is Mr. Charles C. Brown. I also have all of his notifications, summary of all of his compliance issues, his licensee, that he has all of his pre-authorizations. You have in attachment 3.1 is the list, and you have commercial fishermen, the summary, his history, the license history, copy of his first and second notification as well, certified letter, and copy of the service letter.
Mr. Brown, you want to come forward? Mr. Brown, have you ever been before us for any other issue?
I've been up here trying to help people, but not like this.
Okay. Let me swear you in. Do you swear to tell the truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? Please state your name for the record.
Charles C. Brown.
Have anything to say on your behalf?
Well, I'd like to say it ain't no excuse at mine. I'm downright lazy about it. Dog didn't eat it. Wife didn't have nothing to do with it. I just didn't take time to do it. And I struggled to write anyhow. And you probably could tell that my writing was awful. And it's just a problem to try to write. And
yeah.
I kept putting it off and I just didn't apply to it. I just thought it might go on in. I didn't really take too how serious this could be until I got the certified letter. And then at the time, my nephew got killed in an automobile wreck. The next thing I know, Officer Miller was at my house with the letter to come down here. Then that's when my wife helped me go online and read about this so serious. And then I listened to some of the back history of y'all talking to people and how serious it is for the watermen, for the reporting, and how to make the regulations. And I just didn't take it serious enough.
Are you a full-time waterman?
I am.
You understand how serious this is. I mean, you could lose your livelihood if you keep this up. Any further comments or questions? Any comments or questions from the commission? Mr. Palmer.
Again, was he cooperative?
Yes, sir.
Again, I'll say cooperation.
Exactly. You heard my comments earlier about my feelings in the matter of failure to comply.
Yes,
you know, one of these days, we're going to start levying $2,000 and $3,000 fines if I have my way to make up for staff time. There's not enough staff people to go around to handle problems like this. They're down how many people, Mr. Commissioner, on staff?
Well, agency-wide, about 15.
And they have better things to do than chase you around and send you postcards. Your situation is a little different. You got a few more months in here. You have a few more months in here than Mr. Pruitt did. And, you know, you're honest about it, so you're just plain lazy.
It ain't that I'm lazy at working. It's I'm lazy at that when it comes to paying.
I understand, and I'll say something to you.
I'm not going to be a lie, but I just didn't do it.
I'll say the same thing to you I said to other people because I'm a waterman. Right where I sit and eat my dinner, I keep my paperwork right next to my dinner
my
plate.
Wife's got me
and I write it. You write it down every night. At the end of the month, all you got to do is tally it up and send it in.
Yeah, we're on that plan now, too.
Recommend a year, sir?
Motion for 1 year probation.
Yes,
is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Mr. Fox, comments on the motion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carries unanimously. Mr. Brown, you're on 1 year probation. You don't want to get another summons of any type. Well, I think you had a number of significantly higher number of reports that were missing than the last felt.
I ain't never been in trouble in my life. You told me probation to me is something criminals would do.
Well, you're on probation for 1 year. Don't come back.
Thank you.
That's the end of the agenda. Is there anything further to come before the commission? Seeing none, we are adjourned.